situation has been evolving over the past 2 weeks, and it's now reached a new untoward level, and it's unsustainable for the nursing staff and the patients at Letterkenny University Hospital. You are correct in saying there are 45 patients waiting for beds in Letterkenny this morning. Having been up there and been to the ED department and also spoken with management and spoken with the discharge liaison nurse, I discovered that there are actually 21 patients who are ready for discharge. But out of those 21, you have 16 patients who are waiting for community hospital beds. You have two patients who are waiting for home care packages. You have a patient, two patients waiting to go to beds in the hospice. And you have a patient who has been waiting to go to the physical and sensory services since the 4th of October. Now, if you put them together, that's a total of 21. That's an entire ward. If these patients were being facilitated to go to the services that they're ready to go to, that would ease the problem somewhat. But I also discovered that we have patients who are self-presenting to ED despite being informed via the media, yourselves, Highland Radio, about the situation in Letterkenny. We also find that there are patients, I was informed this morning by staff in the ED, there are patients who are being referred in who have complaints for over 6-7 months. They're not urgent complaints, but they continue to be referred into the hospital. What's required here is a total response from all the services coming together. I am aware that in the hospital they have had to cancel elective surgery and day service procedures. So we're now back in the situation that the hospital found itself in 1998, where you have patients on the corridor. There are actually five patients on ward corridors, no screens, no dignity. You have patients being treated and located in treatment rooms. This is far from a world-class health service, and it's putting severe demands on the staff who are already short-staffed wards, trying to provide, never mind a high standard of care, a basic standard of care.
And the major difference, of course, between 1998 and now is in 1998, the major focus of the campaign at the hospital was for a new emergency department. Now we have that new emergency department, and it's going to put a chill in some people to think that perhaps we are now going back to the days of corridors when the answer was supposed to be what we now have.
Well, the other thing was, not only was it for a new ED, we were looking for additional bed capacity. But a very serious problem now is that in 1998, we were training adequate nurses to replace the natural retirements that would occur. Now the country is experiencing a severe shortage in nurses. And the reality is that newly qualified nurses are going to go off to greener pastures where they have a safe environment to work in, where there is a massive commitment to professional development, and where there are, let's face it, initiatives to entice nurses to go to these far-off fields. The best our government can do is offer 1,500 if you relocate. That's not going to compete with the 6,000 that's been offered by the Matter for nurses to come and work there, or for the relocation grant that's been given to nurses to go and work in England, plus educational bursaries, etc. I am aware that overtime has been offered and there has been an attempt to get agency staff into the hospital to try and address the matter. But as I say, it's required that there is an overall coming together of all the services, community and PCCC and the acute service, to try and address this.